America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We start with the Monday night football game, which ended the week in the NFL with the Chiefs beating the Bucs in overtime, 30-24. Tampa scores late, kick the extra point, and there's great video, I'm sure, if you were watching the game. You saw it when the Chiefs win the coin toss. Baker Mayfield gives you the old, you got to be kidding me, type of reaction. Yep. Like, great. And the Chiefs go right down and score. Kareem Hunt from a couple of yards out. He ran for 106 yards. Here is Mahomes. Hunt getting it done.
He prepares himself for the moment. And then whenever we get down there in like fourth quarter and in the games, he's going to make those runs 5 to 6 yards, 7 yards, whatever it is. And he's going to finish. And when you play that hard the entire game, it wears on the defense.
I'm sure.
How about these two statistics for Patrick Mahomes last night? He was 11 of 13 for 126 yards, 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions on third down.
It's pretty good.
How about that?
And he was 13 of 17, which was part of those numbers, for 112 yards, 2 TDs, 0 interceptions in the fourth quarter in overtime. He owns the fourth quarter, man.
It's called a winning player.
He is. He really
is. Championship player. Here's DeAndre Hopkins. He had himself a couple of touchdown catches, first home game as a Chief.
A blessing. I'm grateful to be here. So, I'm still taking it in. I believe in God, prayer. Manifestation. So just taking it in, man.
Did that manifestation work in Tennessee?
Yeah, it didn't work very well, but that's so, well. He prayed to get out of Tennessee.
Okay, that's what it was. Sure. Okay.
How about, so this is a weird thing. He's the first Chiefs wide receiver with two or more reception touchdowns in a game since 2021. Which Chiefs wide receiver would have had two touchdowns in a game? Byron Pringle.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be Kadarius Toney. Too bad it wasn't.
Huh. Joker?
It could have been, but he dropped them on the way in.
Here is Andy Reid. So I mentioned the fact that the Bucs score, kick the extra point, don't go for two for the lead with 27 seconds to go. Were you surprised at that decision?
No. But I'm glad he didn't.
Go for two in that spot. Here was Baker Mayfield. We lost, but there's no lack of effort.
A lot of resiliency by our guys. Guys up front played well. Everybody was kind of making plays, and a lot of guys that not necessarily had played a lot making plays for us. So, there's a lot of positives to take away from it, but there's a certain point when you lose three in a row, how many positives are you going to take away from it before you really get sick of it?
Yeah.
Buccaneers.
That's a strange way of saying it.
Yeah, they lost last night.
Yeah. Yes, they did. To the Chiefs, the Buccaneers take on the 49ers.
Buccaneers. Buccaneers. Yes.
When did you say that like that?
I have maybe this morning, yesterday. I have no idea. CBS Sports Minute Take.
No. It was there. It was during a live read yesterday.
Oh, it was. Yes. Okay. Oh, you guys are unbelievable.
That was a hard one to ignore.
You guys are just shoving me right out the door.
No. You know what? You know what it was? It was like I heard it. It was one of the breaks I was going to go to the bathroom. So, you know, I hear it. I'm like, did I hear that right? And as I'm sitting there taking a leak, I hear over the loudspeaker, Buccaneers. And I went, yeah, I did hear that right. That was a weird one.
Okay.
Anyhow, so the Bucs play the Niners on Sunday, and good news for San Francisco, Christian McCaffrey might actually be able to play, as Trent Williams says, back on the practice field.
Such an amazing feeling to see that 2-3 out there doing his extensive warm-up and, you know, a million high knees he does before practice. It was great
scene. So if he is indeed back, the Niners get a little bit healthier and certainly a lot better. The Cowboys, well, they've got their issues. They learned that Dak Prescott will be out multiple weeks with the hamstring injury. That having been said, after the latest Cowboys loss on Sirius XM, Adam Schein reacted.
Well, that'll do it for the 2024 Dallas Cowboys. Dead. Defunct. Done. A complete and utter disaster. A waste of time, energy, space.
A lot of big D's there.
Air rotting corpse. With maggots growing all over your face. With your fat head, coach. And your old ass owner. It's over. You're done. You're finished. Finito caput.
It's unbelievable.
So while the Cowboys are dealing with Dak being out, Micah Parsons, who's not playing, instead continues to do his podcast reflecting on Saquon Barkley on the Eagles.
For Saquon, this is a blessing in disguise, just off the strength of people are seeing what you're capable of when people appreciate you. The Giants did not appreciate him.
What?
And now the rest of the league is facing the consequences of the Giants' stupidity.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I brought this up earlier. I think it's insane that he's saying that. I mean, and I, the revisionist history on what Saquon Barkley did for the Giants is insane to me. He's in a great spot. He's having a great season. Doesn't mean that the Giants should have paid him that money with where they are in the organization. I will say, though, that it is hilarious, as the Giants are 2-7, that Saquon Barkley is flying through the air backwards, jumping over defenders.
I will say this,
two weeks after he ran all over him at MetLife Stadium.
I know we don't talk a lot about this, but I have to say, those Eagle uniforms were awesome.
Very cool.
The Kelly green.
Those are great.
I don't disagree.
They should always wear those.
If he had I think the best matchup would be the Kelly green Eagle uniform and the white throwback Giant uniform. Those together. That white throwback Giant uniform.
Yes.
Like the 80s. One of my favorites.
It's beautiful, yeah.
I did like the Packer uniforms on Sunday, too.
The old
and
green,
I don't usually
green,
like
yellow.
Their throwbacks. Yeah, I thought they were actually kind of cool.
Those aren't really throwbacks.
They're not?
No, those are like the City Edition uniforms.
Oh, I didn't realize. Okay.
When they go back to their throwbacks, they wear the brown.
But those are
the old
terrible.
Packers. Wait, yeah, those are awful.
Like the Steeler ones are horrendous.
The Bumblebees. Yes. They don't wear those anymore.
Raiders head coach Antonio Pierce met the media Monday on why he fired Luke Getsy and two other assistants.
Yeah, just performance results and production. Just wasn't heading the direction I wanted it to go. And I'll use the next 24 to 48 hours to sit down with the staff and figure out who's going to call the offense going forward.
Glad you're going to figure that out.
If I was a Raider fan, like, you didn't know that before you fired them? But I guess not. And Adam Schefter reporting the Lions are acquiring defensive ends Darius Smith from the Browns.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.